From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, May 30th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
A bill joining Maine with states seeking to elect presidents by popular vote hit a roadblock in the legislature today. The House voted 76-66 against the proposal, with more than 20 Democrats joining the Republican minority opposing it. The vote puts the House and Senate at odds. Maine took another step toward joining a handful of states that banned single-use plastic bags following a 91-52 vote in the House of Representatives today. The bill bans most single-use bags by 2022, prohibiting most large retailers from distributing them at the point of sale, while continuing to allow them in other instances, such as packaging fruits and vegetables. Republican Representative Richard Campbell of Orrington says the ban would do little to curb plastic pollution.
The problem we have here is not a problem of plastic. It's a problem of littering. It's a cultural problem.
The bill, supported by the Natural Resources Council of Maine and the Maine Retailers Association, requires large retailers to replace single-use plastic bags with paper or reusable plastic bags that are at least 4 millimeters thick. Three other states have similar prohibitions, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The bill moves to the Senate. The Maine legislature has sent to the governor's desk one of the strictest online privacy policies in the country. The Senate gave final approval by voting unanimously in favor of the bill on Thursday. The bill prohibits Internet service providers from using, disclosing, selling, or permitting access to a customer's personal information unless a customer opts in. Operators of horse-drawn buggies in Maine will be required to outfit their carriages with reflectors and lights due to a new law in the state. The proposal is designed to improve safety on the roads in Amish communities in the state, and Democratic Governor Janet Mills signed it into law today. The new law states that it applies to non-motorized animal-drawn carriages. In the weather tonight, showers statewide, lows 45 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the north and mountains, mostly sunny elsewhere, high 60 to 65 degrees.
On the next Maine Calling, the month in review. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Join me and our panel of Maine editorial page editors for a look at the stories that made headlines in May. Which stories mattered most to you? Paid leave, the styrofoam packaging ban, the bill to ban conversion therapy. Maine Calling, Friday, live at 1 and rebroadcast at 8 on Maine Public Radio.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
After an hour of emotional debate, the Maine Senate today voted for a measure that would allow some terminally ill patients to request life-ending medication. Mel Leary reports.
The House passed the measure last Tuesday, 72-68, and the Senate margin was also narrow, 19-16. Opponents brand the bill as assisted suicide, while supporters, including Republican Senator Marianne Moore of Calais, label it as death with dignity.
The Maine Death with Dignity Act will allow competent, terminally ill Maine residents who are within 6 months of death to legally obtain oral prescription medication they can voluntarily take without assistance to peacefully end their life.
Most Democrats in the Senate supported the bill, but most Republicans opposed it, often citing their personal religious beliefs. Republican Jeff Timberlake of Turner says the measure puts people in the role of God.
But a human being has to play the role of God for that 6 months, has to determine when that date starts. I don't think we have the right to play that role.
but others spoke of their personal experiences with a loved one dying of a terminal illness and watching them suffer. Democrat Brownie Carson of Harpswell told Senate colleagues that those opposed to the use of this kind of medication are under no obligation to use it.
I rise to speak in support of death with dignity because if I need it, when I need it, I wish to be able to make that choice for myself and for my own family.
Fellow Democrat Bill Diamond of Windham, who has supported the measure in the past, voted against.
Well, I've had loved ones that have died in a very tough way, my mother being one. So it's it's something that I don't have an answer for anyone other than myself. And I'm at the point where I have to vote against this bill.
The issue's been before Maine lawmakers and the voters for some time. In 2000, voters narrowly rejected a citizen-initiated referendum by a 51-49% margin. Lawmakers have rejected similar bills a half dozen times since 1992. If it fails to pass again this session, supporters have organized to collect signatures to force another referendum on the issue in 2020. The measure faces further votes in both the House and Senate, and Governor Janet Mills has not indicated how she stands on the issue. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death for Maine youth ages 10 to 24. And the rate of suicides among Maine's youth is higher than the national average. Brunswick High School is responding to the problem with a new program that trains students to raise awareness and be a resource for peers. Patty White visited the student training Thursday as part of our ongoing series, Finding a Way.
The program is called Sources of Strength, and even though it tackles a serious topic, the training is designed to be fun. So when about 30 students from Brunswick High reported to the school library to begin, the first task was to play a series of games, including this one, in which students compete to be the fastest to grab a cup off the floor.
Okay, right position. Knees, toes, ankles, cup! Yeah!
The games help connect the students, who range from freshmen to juniors. Mixed in between activities, Sources of Strength trainer Matt Hoffmeister teaches the students about their new role as peer leaders. He tells the group that sometimes personal problems crop up even when a lot of other things in life are going well.
You're worried if you go ask for help, it's going to mess up that good stuff that you got going on in your life. So again, a lot of what we're going to talk about today is how you as peer leaders can help connect your friends in. You can come alongside and help them get through some of those barriers and get them to the help that they need and deserve.
During the training, students are asked to identify their own sources of strength that help them get through stressful times. Hoffmeister says promoting and normalizing healthy behaviors is a key element of the program, as are the students.
The students really set the culture of a school, so by not including them, we miss the mark a lot of times as adults.
That need for more peer leadership is an issue junior Nico Bartone identified this spring. He actually pitched the idea for a peer mentoring group to his guidance counselor, who steered him toward this program.
I believe that there's just some issues that it's more helpful to get somebody who the opinion of somebody who is either directly experiencing it themselves or just who has a greater understanding of what you're doing.
Another peer leader in training, junior Grace Clendenning, says students are busier than ever and under a lot of pressure.
I know a lot of students go through mental health problems and are faced with them every day, and it's a thing where everyone like has stuff going on and not a lot of people have someone to reach out to. And I think this program is like the beginning of establishing something where students can seek support.
The peer leaders will create campaigns to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention. They'll also serve as individual resources. Brunswick High social worker Mary Kuhnhart says the group will form a network throughout the student body because they span different social groups.
The bridge kids that are friends with everybody, the kids that are, you know, in the student government or the popular kids, the kids that are sort of more on the outskirts, and they're all included in this organization so that they can help create messages that will be meaningful to everybody in the school.
Members of faculty and staff are also being trained as advisors to the group. Sources of Strength has programs across the country, and it came to Maine through a federal grant and partnership between Midcoast Hospital and the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine, where Mae LaRue is manager of youth programs. She says both organizations are concerned about youth suicides.
We lose a Mainer under the age of 24 to suicide every 10 days. So it is a huge, huge problem here. And we know that in the state of Maine, we have higher than the national average rates of trauma.
That's why, LaRue says, it's important for kids to have peers to reach out to for help. And establishing Sources of Strength at Brunswick High School is just the beginning. She and another NAMI staff member are being trained so they can bring the program to other schools in the state. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And join us tomorrow afternoon on Maine Calling at 1 for the month in review, the news that made headlines in May. I'm Ed Morin.